Now joining me is second-year Gillette Wild head coach Brendan Hodge. Hey, Brendan, how are you?
Good. How's it going, Chris?
It's going great. Thanks for asking. Now, last week got a big sweep over Helena. Give us your thoughts on those two wins.
They were two hard-fought wins for us. Helena's a tough place to play. We gutted it out. The first night we had 66 shots on the goalie and only won 3-2, and then the second night we put up 80 shots on the goalie and won 8-3. But anytime you can get two wins out of Helena in Helena, it's always a plus for us. And now our focus is strictly on Bozeman now.
Now you're having a good year so far, 26 victories. In fact, you are one win away from tying last year's regular season victory mark. When I say that to you, what comes to your mind?
We have a lot of depth on our team this year. Our guys have come to work hard every day, and it's great to see that the guys are getting rewarded for their hard work. The good thing is we're one win away from that, but we're also 8 wins away from setting a franchise record, and that's something that's a little bit more important to the older guys that have been here. This is their third year here. They've battled hard for 3 years, and for them to be the one team that has beaten a franchise record, it would mean a lot to them. And for the younger guys that are trying to move up, it'd be great for them to be able to put that feather in their cap too of setting a franchise record in our junior team. It's really a cool feeling with our team right now. And like I said, we're just going to keep going forward here and try our best with these next 11 games.
Now, I'm sure there has to be a little bit of frustration with the fact you're in such a tough division. You're sitting in third with a 26-9-1 record, and you're 10 points behind second place. Now, these are some big matchups coming up with Bozeman, but is it a little frustrating to see you guys keep winning, but yet you're not really moving up in the standings because of the competition?
No, not really. I mean, all we can do, Chris, is control what we can control. And what we can control is our team. We can't control what's going on with Yellowstone and Great Falls. All we can do is just keep winning. We have a goal in mind. We want to get to 34 wins, and that would be a franchise record here. And if that means we're in third place, that means we're in third place. But, we stumbled and tripped a little bit. We let two wins get away from us in Great Falls our 2 weekends ago. But, hey, what can you do? You can't go back. You can only look forward here. And like I said, our main goal right now is to get to 34 wins. That would be our franchise record for wins. And that's what we're aimed at right now. And at some point, Great Falls and Yellowstone have got to play each other. There's tough games for Yellowstone and Great Falls coming up. So there is some time left for them to start and to maybe get a couple losses. But like I said, all we can do is control what we can control, and that's us. And we're just going to be ready for every team that plays against us, and we're just going to keep going forward and be ready for Bozeman this weekend. And then after Bozeman, we'll be ready for the next team.
Last question, what are the keys to getting some victories against Bozeman? I know you like to get sweeps. You don't want to split.
Right, exactly. We just got to come and be focused, be mentally ready, play our game, make Bozeman play our game. I already watched some film on them last night. They're a good hockey team. They really are. They're playing well right now. They only lost to Great Falls last weekend 4-3, and they played Yellowstone Friday and lost 5-3. So they're playing good hockey, and it's always a tough place to win there as well in Bozeman. So we're just going to come there. We're going to put our best foot forward and continue to improve and hopefully get two wins here. They're a team that likes to be physical, and we got to match their intensity. I mean, we got to make sure that we're focused and ready to play, and just take each shift. They'll go shift by shift, period by period, and just go the same way that we're going. If we put up 80 shots again like we did on Saturday night, there are bound to be a few more goals that go in. But the guys are loose right now. The guys are excited. They know what the challenge is ahead of them. And like I said, this is a little bit of adversity. We've been on the road for the last 2 weekends. This will be our third weekend in a row straight that they've been on the road. So a little adversity. The guys are trying to rise to it and go through it. That's all we can really do. We just go there and put our best foot forward.